This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Peltheff. India reported the fifth consecutive day of more than 300,000 coronavirus infections Monday as the South Asian nation deals with a catastrophic second wave of the pandemic. The country's healthcare system has collapsed in the wave, with hospitals filled beyond capacity and unable to care for any new patients. Plus, there is a shortage of oxygen canisters so dire that some COVID patients are literally gasping for air. The second wave has been blamed on the spread of more contagious variants of the virus, plus the easing of restrictions on large crowds when the outbreak appeared to be under control earlier this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has come under fire for holding packed political rallies, urged all Indians to get vaccinated in his monthly radio address Sunday and not be swayed by what he called any rumor about the vaccine. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Sunday that the United States will send raw materials to India to produce vaccines, plus ventilators, rapid diagnostic testing kits, and personal protective equipment. From his Twitter account, he said, quote, "Just as India sent assistance to the United States as our hospitals were strained earlier in the pandemic, we are determined to help India in its time of need." But the administration is also under growing pressure to release its warehoused stockpile of COVID-19 vaccines to India, including the two-shot AstraZeneca vaccine, which has not been approved for use in the U.S. Sources say militants overran an army base in northeastern Nigeria, killing more than 30 soldiers before pulling back in the face of airstrikes. The attackers were believed to belong to the regional offshoot of the Islamic State. This is VOA News. A recording of Iran's foreign minister offering a blunt appraisal of diplomacy and the limits of power within the Islamic Republic has leaked out publicly. It's providing a rare look inside the country's theocracy. The release of the comments by the minister set off a firestorm within the Islamic Republic. In Iran, officials carefully mine their words amid a cutthroat political environment that includes the powerful paramilitary Revolutionary Guard that's ultimately overseen by the country's supreme leader. The foreign minister has been suggested as a possible candidate for Iran's June 18th presidential election as well. The leak also comes amid talks in Vienna about Iran's tattered nuclear deal. The death toll from a massive fire at a Baghdad hospital for coronavirus patients rose to at least 82 on Sunday. This as anxious families searched for missing relatives and the government suspended key health officials for alleged negligence. The flames, described by one witness as volcanoes of fire, swept through the intensive care unit of the hospital, which tends exclusively to COVID-19 patients with severe symptoms. Officials said the blaze, which also injured 110 people, was set off by an exploding oxygen cylinder. Protesters in Paris and other French cities on Sunday denounced a ruling by France's highest court with the killer of Jewish woman Sarah Halimi was not criminally responsible and therefore could not go on trial. Thousands of people filled Trocadéro Plaza in Paris in front of the Eiffel Tower, answering a call by Jewish associations and groups fighting anti-Semitism who say that justice has not been done. Other protests took place in Marseille, Lyon, Strasbourg, Bordeaux, and other places. The announcement that the killer would not be sent to trial sparked outrage among the French and international Jewish community. The Lebanese army says troops have aborted an attempt to smuggle dozens of Syrian migrants to the Mediterranean island of Cyprus. Sunday's attempt to smuggle 69 Syrian citizens comes as Lebanon is witnessing a severe economic and financial crisis that has thrown more people into poverty. There have been attempts over the past year to smuggle migrants to European Union member Cyprus. The Mediterranean island and Lebanon have an agreement to curb the arrival of boats loaded with migrants from reaching Cyprus. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.